Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Well, you heard that forecast. It is going to really be wintry, especially as we head into Sunday and Monday with snow, sleet, freezing rain, and freezing temperatures. A brush with fierce winter weather predicted for the weekend. Area agencies are getting prepared to help keep the homeless population sheltered. And the homeless are not all located in areas with permanent overnight shelters. One of those regions is Madison County, Illinois. One of the new efforts is being led by Peter Huff, executive director of OWL, Overnight Warming Locations, Alton Mission Free Methodist Church, and Samantha Stengel, executive director of House Everyone STL. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We've had kind of a mild winter so far, so I think it may not even be on people's radars that there are still people needing housing until it really gets bad like this. So let's talk about OWL first, Peter. It's a regional network. How many people are involved?
Well, it's regional to Madison County. So in 2019, we started the overnight warming location in Alton, Illinois. And then last year, a second OWL location opened in Edwardsville, Illinois. So it's regional, really kind of on the metro east side. And it's been a grassroots, community-led. I mean, we've got 250 volunteers and one part-time staff member. So it's really just sort of a grassroots, let's take care of our neighbors.
You know, Samantha, I know Madison, Illinois well. I work with Worldwide Technology Raceway, but I really only know that area and the periphery. How many homeless are we talking about in Madison?
So do you know the 2024 point in time count?
I mean, the 2024 point in time count was still less than 100. So it's vastly underrepresents the number of people who need housing in Alton. We did a count over a couple of weeks last fall, and we found about 61 people that we could identify by name in Alton alone. We've got friends who are trying to do homeless outreach throughout the county, and they've gotten up to over 200 people that they've identified, and they're trying to keep a track of names so we don't, you know, double count and that kind of a thing.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add, one of the challenges from a systems perspective, which is really what we do at House Everyone STL, and when we talk about data, which is where we try and center these conversations, is that we know the point in time count, which actually is getting ready to happen here again in the end of January, is woefully inadequate. It's one day we go out and physically count folks who are sleeping outside, try and find people who don't honestly want to be found often, and we do a data collection of shelters and things like that. But we know that the point in time does not count people who are sleeping on couches, who are living with family. So we know people who are housing unstable or who are on the precipice of becoming homeless will never be captured in the point in time count. So people who are housing insecure it's a much higher number in Madison, in St. Louis City, in the greater metro region.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I think when people think of homeless, they think of downtown St. Louis and people just on the sidewalks. But it's a region-wide problem, and as you mentioned, they may not be sleeping on the streets, but maybe they're sleeping in a car, maybe they're sleeping in a friend's car, maybe they're sleeping in a garage somewhere, so it is hard to count those. So how do you know how many people that you need to have available beds for?
Well, for us with the OWLs, we really try to do what we can. and not try to overextend ourselves or promise more than we're able to really handle. So we activate when the overnight low is 20 degrees or lower. It'd be nice to activate when the overnight low is 25 or 32 degrees, but with the number of resources that we have, the number of volunteers that we have, we sort of limit ourselves to what we're able to do well. Our capacity is probably about 35 to 40 people in Alton and maybe around 10, at most 15 people in Edwardsville. We expect to be at capacity at some point pretty early on in this winter storm.
It is such a big area. Madison County, you're talking about Alton, Edwardsville, Godfrey, Granite City. How does House Everyone STL work in the region? Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a really unique entity because we are not a direct service provider. We were created to work with providers all over the 8-county region. And I really want to quickly shout out the reason this work has accelerated, the reason I know, Peter, and the reason that we are working so closely in Madison County is because of the East-West Gateway Council of Government. Their board really brought this to the regional level and decided to take to elevate the conversation. And as opposed to approaching this in kind of the siloed way that we have been, is really start talking about what happens in Madison County affects us here in St. Louis, what happens in the city of St. Louis affects folks in the Metro East. And until we start having those conversations, we will never solve this problem and we will never find sustainable solutions. And so House Everyone STL is a neutral data-driven strategist that is working with providers in 8 counties. We are driving private investment. So for example, for winter, we raised $200,000 in private funding that we are then putting into the community. We put it proactively, so before the weather got what is about to happen this weekend, we've already put almost $100,000 into nonprofit agencies so that they can be prepared for weather events that are about to happen. One of those partners was the Owls in Madison County, and most of the investment went to the city of St. Louis because we know that's where the need is still the greatest. And that's really our role, is to connect dots all over the region, drive strategy, help look at the big picture, work with partners like East-West Gateway, work with the private sector, and start to figure out how we can row in the same direction, because we go faster when we go together.
And I'm wondering if a person is on the verge of becoming homeless or becomes homeless, there's a lot of things going on in their minds. They don't always, you know, they're not following the news. They're not, you know, doing a lot of those information gathering things necessarily, because they're just trying to survive. So how do you get that message to people of what is available out there?
Well, I think the best way is to form relationships with people who have lived experience of homelessness, because every human community has ways of sharing information. Every human community has either formal or informal leadership and lines of authority. And so the lines of communication that's quote-unquote polite society has, maybe those don't overlap with a community of folks who are unhoused. But if you can get connected and share some power and become co-creators with people experiencing homelessness, then all of a sudden you're able to access those lines of communication. You're able to understand how to fit any kind of intervention into what's actually going to work for people who are kind of in that situation.
Peter, it sounds to me like you would need a lot of volunteers. Is that the case? Are you actively searching for volunteers for all these locations?
Absolutely. There are a couple more municipalities in Madison County that are hopeful to join us in the coming seasons. I don't think they're going to be able to join us this season. So we always want to take people in Madison County as volunteers. We're a volunteer-driven organization. Like I said earlier, we've got right now 250 volunteers and one part-time staff member. And so people are kind of our most important resource, and that's part of the strategy as well. Someone who's experiencing homelessness probably has a lot to heal from, but a community that has allowed homelessness to persist and grow over decades is also a community in need of healing as well. And so welcoming a large number of volunteers is also a way to affect community healing. So yeah, we'll take as many people as want to join us.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Samantha, for people who are hearing this and think, you know, they're thinking about how cold it's going to get tonight and they want to do something, what would you recommend? What can people do that would be helpful?
Yeah, there are so many ways to get involved in this. And I want to thank you for having us during this week in particular, because the need for volunteers, for buying supplies, for financial contributions will not be greater than it is right now. So in the city of St. Louis, depending on the jurisdiction that you want to get involved in, the city of St. Louis Winter Outreach is the best point of contact to sign up for volunteering or for supplies. AmeriCorps is also another way that you can volunteer for pop-up shelters. How's Everyone STL is still raising financial contributions to distribute out into the community in a variety of capacities. There's also organizations like Tent Mission that you can get involved in if you want to do outreach or donate your time and energy to. In St. Louis County, I would recommend the Continuum of Care is a great entry point to get involved in that conversation. In Jefferson County, Pastor Dan with New Hope Fellowship. So really, there's a variety of ways depending on the area in the county or in the jurisdiction that you're trying to get involved in. And you can go to our website to find different ways to do that. That's houseeveryonestl.org.
And the project, this OWL project, OWL stands for Overnight Warming Locations, preparing the region for cold weather, crisis response for the homeless. Sleeping outside can be deadly. It is our pleasure to have both of you here, and we understand the importance of getting the word out. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Peter Huff and Samantha Stengel.